because I always thought of rats as dirty, filthy, you know, disease-carrying, like people have them as pets. And she asked if I wanted to see, and well, I can't resist meeting any animal. So I went over there. They were just so relaxed and soft and cuddly. Yeah. She picked one up and asked, do I want to hold it? And I was like a little scared. But I said, sure, it looked safe enough. And I held that rat against my chest. And oh my gosh, it was amazing. And so years later, when I was looking for an animal, because we had had cats and I had developed muscular dystrophy and I wasn't able to hold the cats very well or empty their litter boxes and didn't have the energy to play with them. But, you know, we had been without an animal for 4 months, I think.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand it. Mm-hmm. I just had never been without animals. So I just stopped by a pet shop on a whim. Like, okay, I've got to find something small and furry, not a fish, but something small. And went looking around. And, of course, I had thought about mice or gerbils or hamsters. But went by the aquarium where they had the rats and saw those little black and white little tiny things hopping up and down, jumping up trying to get my attention. And I remembered that lady's rat. And it's like, oh, rats. I never thought about that as a pet. So I asked them, could I reach in and, you know, just pick my own? And I picked the one that seemed to want to come home with me the most. Mm, yeah. And so that was how I got Drusilla. Yeah, that was so cool. I brought her in and brought the cage in, and you just said, oh, okay, I'll put the cage together. Just totally, that's one reason we've done the rat retreat so well together is because we've seemed to be really like-minded on it.
So we're trying to make up for all of rat kind.
Yeah.
with the few rats that we are able to help. And speaking of that, remember George?
Oh, yeah, I remember George.
Why don't you talk about how George came to live with us?
And his friend Lex. The good pet store here, they called me and said that they had a rat that got loose in the store and had been loose for 6 months living on dog food. They were all afraid of him. They were afraid to touch him. He was huge. He was just gigantic while eating dog food. So we decided that he would be a good friend for Lex because we always tried to get a rat, you know, a friend for them. So we introduced him and Lex. Well, Lex always decided he wanted to beat up on George. And George was about almost twice as big
probably
as Lex.
Probably twice the size, yeah.
And so George was so patient, and he would let Lex, you know, beat up on him. Lex would jump on him and roll him over on his back and, you know, chase him and all this stuff. And finally, George just had enough. And it took that one time. He had enough. He rolled Lex over on his back. He laid on top of him and just sat there. Like, look, I'm bigger than you. And that was the end of that. And so then they were best buddies after that. Mm. I don't think George lived very much longer
he
after
didn't
that.
Live, no, much longer than that.
But those few months that he did live, the idea that we were able to give him a good life, that he had lots of companionship of other rats and of people. That's what I love. That's what I love about the rat retreat.